Hey, Candace. I started the podcast without you guys.
Shit. Do you want your coffee over there?
I have a coffee.
I mean, do you want the French?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
I just went ahead and started the podcast without everyone. Because I wanted to see if you guys could guess who you think the guest is. Okay. If you can make a guess of who this week's podcast member is, put it in the comment section below. He just walked in the door. What's up, brother?
What's up?
How you been?
Making it.
I just started the podcast and you just walked in the door, dude.
Perfect timing.
Hell yeah. How was the drive?
Good, man. Windy.
Oh,
it was a windy day.
Yeah, man.
And then having them tornadoes and such.
Yeah, we got to put this up to your mouth when you talk.
Is that what these are for?
Yeah.
Thank God. I didn't know what I was coming into.
Thank God. Yeah.
I know what this is for. I mean.
Yeah, we got more beers, too. Do we have enough beers?
Oh, yeah.
We got enough beers. So, everybody, I was going to try to play a little game of who's going to be on the podcast. Daniel Mason, everybody.
Hey, hey.
The man, the myth, the legend, and Candace, the wolf slayer. Her last name really is Wolf Slayer.
That's rad.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Isn't that cool?
That is.
I almost want to get married just so I can be Bob the Wolf Slayer
Bob
Wayne.
Wolfley, dude, that's...
Dude, how sick would that be?
A whole nother level.
How sick would that be? Bob the Wolf Slayer Wayne?
Just has a ring to it.
Yeah.
Get it?
I was going to wait.
Ring to it.
No.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
What'd you say?
I said... Well, I was going to wait till we got to a waterfall, but...
Last name and health benefits.
Oh, yeah, health benefits, man. Shit.
Times are tough, bro.
Dude, there's a lot with this guy here, with this guy, man. I've known you for quite a long time, man, since you first joined the Hank 3 camp, dude. Yeah. I remember meeting you, man. You were just a kid.
Yeah, man, way back when. About 16, 17, somewhere around there.
It doesn't seem like that, does it?
No, at times it feels like yesterday, and sometimes it feels like it was literally a whole nother life, you know?
I still haven't heard you in person sing and play a song.
Yeah.
And I've known you for a long time, so I've never... I've seen it on the internet.
Yeah.
So I have seen you on the internet, but I've never in person... got to sit and like hear you play and sing a song, so I'm pretty excited about that. That's going to be happening here. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Look at the Wolf Slayer. My queen. Isn't she fucking awesome?
Okay. So maybe you can tell me, because I don't know. How did you get playing with Hank 3? How did that come about?
I got tickets to a show down in Birmingham. I've kind of lived most around Huntsville, Alabama, most of my life. And he came to Birmingham, which is like 2 hours away. Got a buddy of work with me to go down there. Got to the door. They asked for IDs. And I was, you know, 16. They wouldn't gonna let me in. So I told a little story, told them I'd gotten a DUI. And so the guy patted me on the back. He's like, I got it. He's like, dude, I feel you, brother. Have a good night. You know, I was like, I drove 2 hours fucking. And he was real cool. And went to the show. It was on the tour with Nashville Pussy and Reverend Horton Heat. It blew my mind.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the t-shirt.
Represent
from that
tour. Nice.
I did not plan that.
Yeah. And it blew my mind, and went downstairs just to buy some merch, and he happened to be standing there at the table meeting people and signing autographs and stuff. And we got on the conversation of banjo, and then that led to our friend Charlie Cushman.
Oh, Charlie. And then I love Charlie.
I reckon from back and forth between Shelton and Charlie, it ended up coming back my way. And the first official thing I ever done with him was the Long Hauls video shoot.
Nice. Oh, man, dude. So you're playing music, you're singing, dude.
Yeah.
I'm fucking happy about it. I want to hear something.
All right.
Can I hear one?
Sure, bro.
Can the world hear one?
Oh, yeah, if they think they're ready for all that. All
right. Let's do this, man. Daniel Mason, ladies and gentlemen.
All the ramblers and rounders, tramps and the grounders, over riding these rails to catch next track alive. Well, living without warning, ain't nothing like a Sunday morning when you're coming down 7 days a night. Well, riding these highways and freeways, sleeping in a stranger's breezeway. It don't take much for me to feel at home. Just a couple good folks like you, maybe a toke or two, and some of that Alabama moonshine.
Johnny Cash in there, dude. At the end there?
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, that sounded like kind of like Johnny Cash-ish.
Yeah, man.
Your voice. That was cool.
Yeah.
He definitely the feeling behind it, you know, guys like him and John Prine and stuff like that, it always stood out. Those are guys that made the words and the feeling stand out for me. Of course, Hank Williams done that. You know, he can make you laugh, make you cry, all that. But I've felt that emotion in Johnny too. The darkness and the just the realness of what he was saying and doing. You know.
Yeah. And you know, isn't it weird to think that like. Did he write a lot of his own songs? I don't know if he wrote a lot. I actually don't know.
Yeah, he was a writer. You know, he wrote Man in Black. I'm pretty sure that was his own doings. You know, Shel Silverstein wrote for him. He used Dylan tunes. He used a lot of folk songs, you know, too. But I'm pretty positive there's some writing.
Yeah, I met the warden when he went to Folsom Prison, when he did all that time in Folsom Prison. I met the warden when I was in jail, and he told me all about when Johnny Cash went to Folsom Prison, you know, and because he shot his wife. That was a real story.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not going to be able to Google it till after the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that, yeah, that
never
was
heard
real.
Of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, he wrote a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, took a shot of cocaine, shot that woman down in Folsom Prison.
Yeah.
Right. So I met the guy who was with him when he did his all that time.
Oh yeah.
You know, yeah. You remember the song where he talks about when he's I'm in Folsom Prison. Yeah. I met the guard that was at the prison when he was there. So that's pretty trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Was he upright?
He was in a wheelchair. No, he was in a wheelchair. That's funny. That's actually weird that you say that, dude, because he was in a wheelchair, and I felt sorry for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just thought that was weird, and since, you know, story time, I've always wanted to find that dude, you know, the stories he must have had, because he did a lot of years. According to that song, he spent most of his life there, I think. Mm-hmm. Daniel's like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I was just trying to joke around because we don't Google things, so you can make things, you can still make shit up here, dude.
Yeah,
we keep it old school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, how did I miss this whole chapter of stuff I've never heard about Johnny Cash?
You've heard about it. Folsom Prison Blues.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember that? I hear the train coming.
And he's singing about
around the bed.
Doomsday.
He hasn't
too.
Seen the sunshine since he doesn't know when. He's there in Folsom Prison. He's doing his time.
Time keeps dragging on.
And I met the warden in a wheelchair.
It was early in the morning, about a 9:30.
Warden rhymes with morning. Just saying. If you guys want to start writing a song.
Don't write a song right now,
maybe
do we?
We should write a song about a warden. A ward? Dude, see, this is how songwriting happens, guys.
Yeah.
And we've written a song like this, actually.
Yeah. Just by doing started this, out very similar out to this.
Very similar. Just us bullshitting. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry, brother.
All right.
Just bullshitting, breaking fucking microphones. So then I heard warden, morning. Maybe. Is there any good warden songs?
Merle Haggard.
He does have one, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
It's not about a warden, but it's the pretty main line of the song.
Dude, let's just write one line.
Yeah.
About there's a warden, like what?
Jordan the warden. Woke up in the morning.
What if... Now, hear me out. Hear me out. What if he was the warden, okay? But he found out that he had 6 months to live. And he had spent his whole life in that prison. And he became friends with some of the men in the prison. And they were like his brothers in some way. And in a way, he spent his life, because he worked his whole life as the warden of this prison, finds out the doctor tells him he's going to die. So he has to think about that. And he ends up thinking that some of these guys weren't that bad, you know? And he knows he's going to die anyways. So what if this warden, before he dies, does the biggest breakout in prison history, and he breaks out the good ones, the guys that maybe did a financial crime and they got 25 years, but not like the pedos and the fucking child and rapists and murders and shit. Like people who are in jail for like dumb shit,
smoking
like drugs,
a joint,
or fucking, you know, fucking
robbing a bank,
fraud on a bank or something. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just like, you know what I mean? So what if this warden, and it's like his redemption, he's like, you know what? Some of these men in these walls, ooh, see, it's starting to come. So what if he's like, what if some of these men in here are more loyal and true than the politicians that put them there? If we could make that the theme of the song, I don't know. The original plan for this podcast was supposed to be a songwriting podcast, and I keep trying to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that I guess it's smoother if we just.
Well,
it's too grueling.
I mean, I think it works to talk about ideas for.
Yeah, because that's kind of a cool idea, right?
Yeah,
that would be a cool, and it has a twist because it's like the warden. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it just doesn't work to go through the whole songwriting process.
No.
But we can come up with ideas and then revisit the songs play them
this
on the podcast.
This is a sounding board.
Yeah,
it's like a sounding board. We can do it. But that is a good idea, and we taped it, so I'll remember it. But just so we have it solidified, it's like, you know, you guys get what I'm saying, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Like, very much so.
Because he's like bonded with the dudes in the prison. And he was there every day, too. He went home to sleep, but he had to work there every day. And he became friends with some of the guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe he felt bad for him. And maybe he looked at some of the guys on the outside that put him there and saw how corrupt and fucked up it was. So before he died, he went in and he did the biggest fucking... Fuck the song, dude. This is a movie.
There you go.
This is a movie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just for the... Now we got it in sin. Back to Daniel Mason. Fucking love you, brother.
Love you, man.
Sorry, I went off on a tangent there. But I had the vision.
Yeah.
Real quick.
It's a good one.
I think
so. Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I like it better as a song than a movie, though.
Okay.
I saw both.
Songs are way easier.
Yeah.
Well, they used to be until I started recording my own albums. Jesus. How many songs you got? Have you been pumping them through Spotify? Or how are you releasing your shit?
Well, right now I'm actually in the process of recording my first ever record.
Oh, so you haven't even released anything on...
No, man.
Okay.
I've been too busy going out and playing them in person.
Gotcha.
But I am working on it. I plan on having at least a single out in the next couple months. It'll be like a full band version. With the touring I'm doing right now, solo. I'm just, you know, doing what
Sick.
I do.
Oh, we have Buttercup.
Buttercup.
Yes, who's a guest? She's been wanting to be a guest on the podcast.
She's been making special appearances lately.
This is Buttercup, our kitty.
Yeah.
Do you want to do another song?
Yeah, sure.
You mind?
No, I don't mind. I do a sad one.
Yeah, do a sad one.
Mind if I take a drink here real quick?
No, take a drink, man. This one's for Elmer, man.
For sure.
This drink. Hell yeah.
Cheers.
To Elmer.
Elmer.
Up there in hillbilly heaven, man.
One hell of a gal. I got to be around him for just a handful of times throughout the years, but he treated me the exact same from the first time to the last time, man. I'll never forget people like that.
He was a real dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one hurts.
Yeah, unfortunately, this song's called No Day After.
If I fucking cry, I swear to you. Wait.
All right, if you cry, I'll be honored.
I got.
I won't cuss and fight. can't sleep at night. All's the love we knew, it can't come through. So I guess I'll just make my way out of this world and away from you.
Johnny Cash song that I've never, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I could hear Johnny Cash singing that, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cool song. You wrote that.
Yeah, man.
Great. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what other songs you got up your sleeve. If you're writing shit like that,
I've got way sadder ones.
And you haven't even had one that you're on your first record?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to see what's coming down the pipes, dude.
Thank you so much. I don't plan on slowing up.
And you're still young. See, that's the cool thing about it. You're, yeah. Well, for country music?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, fuck you, bro. I'm 67
years old. Yeah.
I'm 67, dude.
Yeah. Definitely Google that one.
I'm a radio host. On the internet, who's 67 years old.
No. So you're about what?
Google it.
Late 40s, early 50s when you met me?
I met you when I was 53. I remember I just finished my fifth marriage. I was 53.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually going to play a song for the Patreon members, a special song that we wrote together. And I don't... When's the last time we played this together?
We've never played it together.
We've never played this
together. Except in the dude. Session, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Are we going to do this?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We're doing it.
Let's do it, yeah.
Should we go over to the Patreon and do it?
Hell yeah, let's go.
All right, we're in Patreon. Yeah. Fuck those freeloaders. You know what
fucking
I mean?
Assholes,
they think they can just watch us for free? Like, yeah. This is fucking... Now, you guys... Our fucking people who are with us for the journey, man, for real. Because if you're signing up for Patreon, man, it's like buying someone a beer once a month. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's say you love Daniel Mason, dude. Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I could throw the dude a beer, a $5 beer once a month. I listen to him on Spotify all day. You know what I mean? That's what it is, really. So, and a lot of people have been doing it. We have some people on our Patreon right now, and we fucking love you guys.
Shout out
dude.
To y'all.
And that's why you guys are going to get the first time we've ever performed Everything's Legal in Alabama. Can I play your guitar, or is it in a weird tuning?
No, it's good. It's good to go.
Or should I get my guild?
It's up. It's okay. Up where we're